Hello, hello.
So here's the setup. You start out this video game as a really, really bad robot arm, and you're given these different tasks to perform. You're sort of on an assembly line, and it's sort of hard tasks, but as you perform them, you can steal little scraps, make yourself better, upgrade yourself. And the real kicker is that it's actually an MMO, so you've got tens, hundreds of people playing the same thing at the same time in the same factory, so to speak.
So, MMO, assembly line, RPG. Is there any indication of what you might be building other than yourself up?
See, I had been thinking a lot towards the arm and its adventures and building itself up and maybe like breaking out of its confines. But I hadn't really thought about that, like storytelling through what you're building.
So you change what is coming down the assembly line. So like it starts off benign. There's all sorts of little, you know, something, toys, trinkets, things that don't require a whole lot of know-how to build so that you can get used to the system. And then other players, they either, there has to be some sort of breakdown condition where, you know, you can lose something in the process. Otherwise it's just, there's no challenge.
Well, I was really thinking that the challenge could come from it's sort of intimating that you're supposed to stay in a certain area. You're this little robot arm or whatnot, but other players collaborating to figure out ways to take over the factory.
I see. One of the challenges I thought of was, have you ever played the game Quap?
Yes.
Just controlling the arm like a game of Quap.
Absolutely. I think to start, it starts with Quap, and then eventually, you know, you get better algorithms, you get inverse kinematics, you get all that sort of stuff, to the point where you do, you know, you get out of that safe zone, so to speak, and you find out nothing happens. There aren't humans around. You can do whatever.
Well, and then that lends itself to a little bit more story. Why aren't there humans around? What the heck is outside the factory? Is there anything outside of the factory?
I mean, you could go with the M. Night Shyamalan ending where it still is it's a robot factory. It's just that's you're the product.
Oh, I see.
It's like a genetic learning algorithm to make new robot arms.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So, but the real question is, like, can that work collaboratively where you get in there, maybe you don't even necessarily know it's an MMO, and how people would help each other, because there'd be no voice chat. It would be all, you know, through, you'd have to invent a sort of sign language.
Oh my God. That would be so stellar. Just like booting up the game and like playing, and like, you know, at some point, like it's gotta be always on internet connection and people would notice that it like loads slow or whatever. But if you don't explicitly say that it's multiplayer, if you don't tell them, like, I wonder, like, how people would treat each other if they didn't know that they were treating each other any way at all.
It only works on, like, the first, like, before the first reviews come out, but I think that could be really stellar.
I actually want to see this one made.
But yeah, back to, I do like that idea, like, could you mess with the parts early on in the game to affect like sort of end game status? Like, does it affect what's getting built? Is it a big robot? Is it, you know, some sort of sentient AI?
Yeah, I imagine if you focused on like different things coming down the line and each player could make a choice as to what goes where, you kind of end up with an exquisite chimera situation. You could
I like that idea where you could easily do different game modes, because I imagine whatever mechanic you make for building stuff would have to be like that. And then my other question for you is, do you think that there's a way to make it so that it's half the time all AI and half the time real people to help take that edge off of, am I playing a real game or not?
I think it would be phenomenal to have a mixture of AI and people that was almost impossible to discern from one another.
Well, maybe one day AI and humans alike will listen to our podcast, but until then, I'll talk to you later.
All right, take care, Kyle.